The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and join us on the radio waves here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. You can also create the content on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can actually add right to the front page of the site via our Reddit-based system. It's totally free to do that, and so is everything else on the website. Archives and more, all free for you. Just go to freetalklive.com. Now, the news broke, I think it was yesterday, about Dr. Craig Wright.
It was actually about 2 or 3 days ago.
No. The news about him posting his I'm sorry message to his website.
Oh, that news. Yeah.
Because we talked earlier this week.
The thing that read like a suicide note.
Yeah, we'll actually read it here in a moment. But earlier this week, what you were referring to several days ago was like at the beginning of the week, he claimed that he was Satoshi Nakamoto. Now, this guy is a cryptologist? Is that what it's called? Cryptographer?
Cryptographer. Cryptologist is something totally different.
That's part of it. Is there a cryptologist?
Yeah, I think cryptology is the study of dead things.
We are going to talk about
cryptography is the study of electronic things.
Well, we are going to talk about dead things later on tonight with some interesting funeral home legislation or laws or court decision or something that happened in Alabama. But we'll get into that. But first, Dr. Craig Wright came out and claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto earlier this week. Satoshi Nakamoto is who?
Satoshi Nakamoto is the anonymous person or group of persons that created Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is the sort of first to market of cryptocurrencies, currencies that exist because of very complex math formulas and lines of code.
Bitcoin's an amazing thing that was created by this anonymous person, or at least what was supposedly an anonymous person until this
week. Or anonymous group of people. We don't really know.
Well, we still don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is because Craig Wright has failed to prove his case. And Bitcoin, of course, has sort of taken the world by storm. It's been rising in price today. It's gone up at least $10 in the day. It's now worth it around $460 per Bitcoin. People all around the world can use this currency.
It was really kind of strange. Bitcoin dipped when supposedly Satoshi had been named, and it jumped when supposedly Satoshi sort of backs away from the claim.
Maybe the Bitcoin world wants Satoshi to remain anonymous.
I have to say the Bitcoin is better with an anonymous Satoshi, in my opinion. But, I mean, you know, it's interesting that there's this sort of correlation between these two things. I wouldn't call it causation. I'm not prepared to say that.
So if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, you can go to Bitcoin.com. That's a great starter website to kind of get the ball rolling, help you understand exactly what it is. There's a bit of a learning curve involved in it, but it's easier to use now than it has ever been before. If you've got access to the internet, whether it's your laptop, desktop, or smartphone, you can have a Bitcoin wallet and use it to buy things online or save your Bitcoin and hope that it'll go up in value, because it very well might. Some people are expecting Bitcoins to be thousands of dollars apiece here in the next few years. So I guess I'll start with the statement on drcraigwright.net, and then we'll get into further analysis of it. The Economist actually has an article called Wright's Wrongs, because this guy came out, he claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto. He had one of the Bitcoin head programmers come to London, England, and sit down with him, and he supposedly proved there in front of him cryptographically by signing a statement in front of this other Bitcoin programmer, Gavin Andreessen, who we actually know here on Free Talk Live. He was a listener of the show, or has been a listener of the show, for a while. And he convinced Gavin in person that he was Satoshi Nakamoto. Gavin then wrote a blog post about how he believed that Craig Wright and, you know, what he had seen Craig do was persuasive to him. They, again, went through this, I don't know how it all works exactly, but they had him, Craig Wright, sign cryptographically a statement using a key that only Satoshi Nakamoto would have had access to, supposedly.
Yeah.
And they even went out and bought a brand new laptop, supposedly, although Gavin Andreessen did not actually go out to buy the laptop. It was one of Craig Wright's people. The suggestion was that, well, you know, we need to make sure that you guys didn't set this up on your own equipment, and basically you're trying to defraud me or
right.
fake the signature.
A computer equivalent of a magic trick. Essentially, what was in all likelihood, that's what was done.
Maybe. But no. So the question is, was this other laptop actually something they went out to the store to buy, or did they happen to have that on hand and prepared to also run this scam on Gavin? Or is Craig Wright actually Satoshi and he's just too chicken to prove it? That doesn't seem likely. It seems like he's somehow just some guy looking for attention. He had this website, drcraigwright.net, that he launched earlier this week. And was promoting it along with this whole idea that he was Satoshi Nakamoto or is Satoshi Nakamoto. And on the website were like blog posts by him and photos of him. Kind of one blog described it as him looking pensive. And these, you know, sort of self-congratulatory blog posts or whatever. And now all his website says is this: I'm sorry. I believed that I could do this. I believed that I could put the years of anonymity and hiding behind me. But as the events of this week unfolded, and I prepared to publish the proof of access to the earliest keys, I broke. I do not have the courage. I cannot.
I do not have the proof. I cannot.
Because he had claimed later, once people had called out his earlier so-called proof as bunk, because he supposedly proved his Satoshi-ness in two ways. One, he showed a couple of people in real life, Gavin Andreessen and another guy, John Matonis. And then there was this public proof that he showed that was demolished by the internet, you know, the community of Bitcoin people within like 90 minutes of him actually publishing it.
Yeah. You want to prove to me you're Satoshi? Move some of the Bitcoin out of that very first generated wallet.
And then
it
he
seems
claimed,
obvious, doesn't it?
He claimed he was going to. There was a news article the next day that said Dr. Craig Wright says he within the coming days, so whenever, he was going to move the initial, you know, Satoshi's Bitcoin, because the first mined Bitcoin is supposedly owned by Satoshi Nakamoto, and it's never been touched the entire
time.
That
wallet has only had incoming transactions. I'm looking at it right now.
Now, if Satoshi Nakamoto were alive and wanted to remain anonymous, what Satoshi Nakamoto should do is move those Bitcoins out of that first wallet, and then Dr. Craig Wright will be assassinated.
What?
Well, Satoshi will move the coins, then everybody will assume that it's Craig Wright, and then he'll be the Satoshi. He'll be Satoshi in name.
Why would he be assassinated?
Oh, somebody's going to go after him.
Why?
Because he's a multi-millionaire living in a...
But then you don't get his millions of dollars if you assassinate him.
Well, they'll go to his house and hold a gun on him. I mean... You know,
okay,
if he
that's
move,
different than assassination.
Whatever, he's not going to live through the experience. That's my suggestion.
When the rumors began, he writes in a very short post at drcraigwright.net, my qualifications and character were attacked. When those allegations were proven false, new allegations have already begun. I now know that I am not strong enough for this. I know that this weakness will cause great damage to those that have supported me, and particularly to John Matonis and Gavin Andreessen.
So here's what I don't understand is whatever attacks might be leveled against him are leveled already. It's his, I mean...
Well, he hasn't had a gun put to his head and assassinated, so I guess it could be a lot worse. Maybe, you know, if he is actually Satoshi, which it doesn't seem like he is... Maybe that's why he's backing down. Maybe he is afraid of, you know, the possible consequences.
Maybe. I don't know. It just seems like pretty much everything that was going to happen to him is going to happen to him.
He says, I can only hope their honor...
I tend to think Satoshi's dead, by the way. I think it's that guy that that sort of died early on that had, I can't remember, Parkinson's or whatever, was supposedly the second Bitcoin guy. Seems strange the second Bitcoin guy isn't the first Bitcoin guy to me.
I can only hope their honor and credibility is not irreparably tainted by my actions. They were not deceived, but I know that the world will never believe that now. And I can only say I'm sorry and goodbye.
Yeah, that reads like a suicide note.
Apparently, he hasn't been found dead, at least that there's nothing in the headlines about him being found dead at this point. But where is he? Is he holed up in his house in Australia? What is the next move for Dr. Craig Wright? Is he going to go completely underground and attempt to disappear? Or will people continue to follow him and hound him and make fun of him for, you know, years or decades for claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto and providing no real public proof? You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments.
Cortisone. Multiple creams. Antibiotics. Spray. Multiple prescriptions.
Steroid injections.
Sprays. Antibiotics.
Steroid cream.
No results.
It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to take care of him and to give him the nutrition he needed.
A nutritional supplement like Dynavite.
To be the healthy, happy dog he is today.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Put some nutrition in your dog.
The vet that I trust recommended Dynavite. The dog I have today, because of Dynavite, has a sparkle in his eye, a lush coat, healthy skin.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life.
Dynavite will make your dog a happy dog.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggest that she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off on regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit 1, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free here and join us at 855-450-FREE. Dr. Craig Wright backing down on his promise to prove that he is Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin. We read the very sad I'm sorry letter that he posted to his website. There's some analysis coming up here from The Economist as well. And, of course, you can join us here. Again, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight is Ian. Oh, sorry, Mark. Try that one more time.
That's nice. Cut off your oldest friend. You just cut him off. It's Mark.
And Daryl.
All right. We're also going to your calls about what's on your mind. We go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know that they actually have, like, DNA samples of dog owners, I was told, in Seattle, Washington. It's an apartment complex.
Who has DNA samples of dogs?
Owners.
Well, in other words, all the owners, the people that live in the complex that own the dogs, they have DNA samples. Because you know what they do? They all sneak out, like, 12 midnight at night, and they leave dog poop. And then in the morning, you find, like, 50 dog poop in all the yards. And the question is, well, who did it? Well, they have DNA samples.
So what you're saying is the apartment complex has required dog owners to leave a DNA sample with the apartment complex so they can investigate and determine who is dropping the dew on the apartment complex lawn.
Plot twist, it's not the dogs, it's the owners.
That is what she, that just wanted to clarify. That she said that's right, that's what's going on. So am I supposed to be outraged, or, I mean, what do you think about this, Sarah?
Well, you know what? I heard that they had these exclusive neighborhoods, like gated communities and very expensive hotels. Now, those wealthy people, they don't want to see dog poop, smell dog poop. Or
I don't think it has anything to do with wealthy people. I don't think anyone wants to step in dog poop when they are, let's say, getting home at night and they're walking from their car into the apartment complex. And rather than walk down the sidewalk, they cut through the yard. It's, you know, it's normally a place where you can walk. It's not off limits. It's faster to go diagonally through the yard than to go around and just stay on the sidewalks.
Yep.
So you cut through the yard, and then by the time you get to your front door, hopefully not before you go, hopefully not after you've walked in your home, you then smell something, you look down, you notice, and oh, man.
It really stinks. And then having to wash the shoes, you can't use the shoes for 24 hours or whatever.
And how do you do that easily at, you know, an apartment complex? You can't go out to the hose on the side of the house. Like, if you have a house, you'd have to take your shoes inside, take it to the sink or the bathtub.
A quote from Aaron Atkinson, property manager at the Potella Village Apartments, 108-unit complex in downtown Everett near Seattle. There was poop inside the elevators, in the carpeted hallways, up on the roof.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. So free number, 855-450-FREE. And maybe you've encountered this at an apartment complex in which you live. And I can see why it would be of a higher-end kind of apartment complex that would do DNA testing, because it's probably expensive to do that. But I don't think it's just that only rich people are upset about it.
It's not expensive, though, really? if you pass on the fees to the apartment dweller. Because
if we find that it's your dog, you've got to pay for this. Okay.
So it's $30, $29.95 for the DNA testing with this organization called BioPet.
Okay.
And that's basically part of your pet deposit, right? So you want a pet, no problem. You're going to have a pet deposit and pay $30 to be a DNA tested.
BioPet is the parent company of PooPrints that actually does the DNA testing.
And then, you know, they find offending poo. They test it. The only way the apartment complex would have to pay for it is if, in fact, it was like a visiting dog's poop or something like that. But the chances of that are relatively slim. Or, by the way, one of the apartment owners could be that, right? So
plot twist.
Plot twist. I suppose that could occur. But all in all, this seems like a relatively safe bet for an apartment complex, because you have them by the short ones, because you have them where they live. This is, you know, the apartment complex, because they're the landlord, they have the same sort of the power of the state, almost.
And it's not just Seattle. I found stories out of Michigan and Virginia the place in Michigan, it's Cascade Township, and the apartment complex, the Ridges of Cascade, they fine offending parties $350.
Wow. See, at this original apartment complex, the fines added up to basically $110. It was $60 to have the poop tested, and then $50 to the complex for the hassle of cleaning it up. So, okay. I mean, you can't complain too much about this. One person got fined 5 times in 1 week, and that's over $500. And now people clean up after their dogs.
I bet they do. Another story, this is the one out of Virginia. A company called Duty Calls, which is one of the nation's top pet waste management companies, estimates that on average the 84 million dogs currently living in our countries collectively deposit approximately 62.7 million pounds of waste every day.
That's a lot.
Nearly 23 trillion pounds of waste per year.
If properly disposed of, this could be fine soil one day, you know, but it's not being properly disposed of. It's being left all over. And it's not that great for grass. It'll burn grass. So
it's bad for grass?
Yeah, it's bad for grass. No, sorry.
I thought pooping was good, like fertilizer.
Yeah.
If it's mixed in with some water, but if you just leave poo there,
it's bad,
it will kill the grass.
Huh. Yeah. That's true.
I've never seen that happen before because I've left a lot of poop in my yard. Never done anything about it.
Yeah, you haven't had a lot of grass in your yard. Usually, okay. you have green things that you mow off to an even level, and you call it a yard.
gotcha.
Green things are grass.
Yeah.
I'm curious about this, Ian. You're generally against negative forms of reinforcement, which this fine is. And there isn't much difference between this and, I mean, basically these people are acting like the government over these 108
units. This is an apartment building. The property owner can set whatever rules they want to.
Well, they probably didn't sign a lease originally that says you clean up after your dog because that seems like an obvious...
If they've got a DNA sample on file,
they may be doing that now. But that doesn't mean that they signed it when they got in there.
So they renewed the lease with a new term on it.
Well, I can tell you as a person who has sent out, you know, had some leases signed, I have certainly had dog deposits and these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I have never said to the owner that you're responsible for the cleanup of your dog. I've just said...
When have you been an apartment building manager?
I've only done duplexes and that kind of thing.
So I'd imagine you don't really have the same kind of problem then, because usually a duplex is
only... The lease is going to get long, but that was a 4-page lease that I had people sign, and I would read it paragraph by paragraph to people. They weren't going to get in until I'd read it, because each provision was that important to me. And in this case, how many pages is the lease for this?
It doesn't have to be that long. You agree to leave a DNA deposit or, you know, DNA sample
on file?
That's
just one thing, Ian. That's one provision of a lease that's...
Okay, I thought you were asking me about the dog provision.
No, I'm not asking about the length of the dog provision, buddy. I'm asking you about the length of the lease. Once you start including everything in the lease, then it gets longer and longer and longer. Pretty soon, it's as long as a law book, which then makes it...
I've never signed an apartment lease, so I don't know. I don't understand the question you have for me. I'm not sure what you're asking me exactly. Am I opposed to this? No, I support it. I can completely understand why a property owner would want to have the tenants be responsible for their cleanup. And it doesn't seem unreasonable to put that in the lease. $855, $450, free. What am I missing here? It's Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it.
For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll free number, 855-450-FREE. From Bitcoin to Doggy Doo. We'll talk about it here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect to us there. And, of course, you can talk about whatever is on your mind. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We are just days away from Mother's Day. But apparently, it's not too late to get your order in at Sherry's Berries. Although, I think it's going to be too late coming up here in a few hours, so you probably should get your order in ASAP, because at this point, you're going to have to pay for overnight shipping in order to get Sherry's Berries, these delicious strawberries topped with milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness covered.
You could pay for Sunday shipping if you
want
to.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're going to have to do at this point.
Today's Friday.
That's right, but it's the end of the day Friday, so no one's going to pick up after, you know, UPS ain't coming by after 7 p.m., although it's 7 p.m. Eastern time, so maybe those of you in, but I don't know where they're shipping the berries from, so I imagine they have different shipping locations for the berries, but I don't know. Anyway, your time's running out. You're probably going to have to pay for overnight Sunday shipping in order to get these things to mom in time for Mother's Day. They're topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Your mom's unique, so get her a gift as unique as she is. And do it right now by going to berries.com, berries.com, and then click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in code FTL. Now it's FTL like Free Talk Live. And then that'll take you to the special deals, which includes freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Or you can double the berries, and I recommend you do this, for just $10 more. So again, that's berries.com. Then click the microphone in the top right, type in code FTL. And your mom will likely thank you because they are awesome. We recommend it here at Free Talk Live. So let's continue on here with the Doggy Do issue, because, Mark, you said you had a question. You were asking me how I felt about apartment complexes requiring some of their requiring all tenants with dogs to leave a DNA sample on file. So if there's an offending poop that is left somewhere in the apartment complex, then they would be able to test it, identify probably who the culprit was, and assess them some sort of fine for a cleanup.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have no problem with doing that. It's private property, and they can have whatever rules they want to, so I'm not sure why you'd even ask.
And they have, you know, they do have leases, and these leases can be quite long. In some cases, you would agree that a contract can be so long that it essentially becomes invalid, right?
I don't know. I can't imagine that would be true. I mean, if you don't like it, you shouldn't sign it.
What are the provisions of a contract? That we have a meeting of the minds, isn't that?
That's one of them.
You've said that multiple times on the air. You can't have a meeting of the minds if nobody reads the contract.
It's that's a problem.
Basically the terms of service situation where you're like, you could be clicking anything in terms of service.
Well, terms of service don't have another signer, so those aren't a real contract.
I understand they're not a real contract, but you would agree with me that a lot of people, that most people just click right through terms
and
of service.
And then the EULA, the end user licensing agreement, which, you know, the software companies look at as, well, it's kind of a contract. You agree to the terms, and provision 792 says that you give us your soul if you violate the contract.
Right, and there you go. You've got the devil went down to Georgia all wrapped up.
And provision 748 says that you have read every word of this, so if you did not read every word of this, then
you
have to give us...
And you initialed it right next to the X, right? Like you, you initialed 738 because somebody put an X and then put a highlighter next to it. I mean, everybody listening to me, including you, Ian, has signed contracts that they did not read because...
If it's a contract with another person, I've read it.
With another person.
Yep.
But you're talking about your cell phone contract?
I don't consider that a contract.
Gym membership?
You don't consider
your cell phone contract a contract?
No, it's not. If it's with a corporation and they can change the terms anytime, I don't consider that a contract.
Well, then a corporation...
If there's no other signer on the other end, it's not a contract.
Anytime, so at least you don't have another signer because it's with a corporation, right?
I don't know. I've never signed a lease like that.
Most leases, somebody will sign on behalf of the corporation that owns the property.
But that doesn't happen with cell phone contracts or any of that other stuff.
Fine.
We're talking about apartment buildings where they have giant signs that say clean up after your pet.
I'll bet you if I went into a cell phone...
Your whole thing of if they put in there clean up after your pet, then they're going to have to also say brush your teeth and flush your toilet.
No, I'm going somewhere with this.
I don't know why he's doing
Somewhere with this, and I'm just trying to
Crazy Town?
Nope, not going to Crazy Town. So
you're already there.
You agree that Ian, you do agree that that it's a contract if another person signs it. Well, what if if you made a big enough stink at the cell phone company that the sales guy has to sign the contract? I can assure you he will put a line on the contract and then sign that thing. So, but he's not going to be the one held responsible for it because he will have no responsibility. It's a corporation and corporations don't have responsibility.
Okay. I'm still baffled by the whole thing of why people actually have cell phone contracts.
Well, I don't know either.
I've not had a cell phone contract in a decade.
Excellent.
And I've had the same cell phone company for a decade.
You still had terms of service that came along with it that, you know, outline things and that kind of
thing. I give them money, they give me service.
That much is true. That's how mine goes, too. But there are cell phone contracts out there, and there certainly were, and we're talking about validity in Ian's mind.
All right, so what are you working up towards here,
dude? I'm working up... Do you smell the primroses? So I guess my question is this. If an organization like a municipality says, all dogs, starting now, in Ian Town, must be DNA tested, and all piles of poo that we find in, you know, in places that we dislike, we will have tested, and at Ian Town, everybody gets a $500 fine for their poop.
Was there a question there?
Is that acceptable?
Well, no, of course not, because you're talking about a government. Municipalities aren't, actual legitimate organizations of people running a business on an honest, honorary basis. Municipalities are governments, which means that they rule by the threat and actual use of force. So, no, I don't respect any municipality laws or rules or ordinances or whatever.
But doesn't it, isn't it functioning almost precisely the same way as this?
No, not almost precisely, because there's the issue of the use of aggressive force. I mean, this is one of the I don't know if you're asking this because you already know the answer, because you would like the listeners to find out the answer. Presumably it's the latter. One of the basics of libertarianism is you don't use aggression to achieve your political or social goals. And municipalities are not libertarian. They are authoritarian, and they will use violence to achieve their social goal, in this case, the cleaning up of dog poop.
Well, they'll use violence at the apartment complex, too, right? I mean, they'll hold your security deposit
hostage. Yeah, but you entered into a voluntary agreement with those people.
It's voluntary.
And you did not enter into a voluntary agreement with the municipality. There is no such thing as a social contract. That is nothing more than an excuse for violence. That's what the people who are like Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump supporters will use as their excuse for using violence and the threats of violence against you. Oh, well, you signed a social contract, and the terms of the social contract are that we, the municipality, can do whatever we want to do and say whatever we want to say. You'll do what we demand. You'll pay what we demand, or else we will hurt you, possibly kill you, throw you out of your home, and et cetera.
What if they make you sign a piece of paper when you get your dog? Okay, to have a dog in our municipality, that's the rules.
Well, if they're making you do it, then that would be the threat of violence.
They post signs all around their municipality, right? The signs say, no new dogs. Any dog that enters this city... Mm-hmm. That is above this particular age must be DNA tested.
They can put all the notice up they want to. I don't consider governments to be legitimate organizations in that they don't have a – beyond the fact that they will use the use of force against you because they can.
You keep
they
on
don't
using
have a right
term force.
To use it.
Hold on. You keep on using this term force, but we use force every day. I use force or the threat of force to keep people from living on my property, Ian.
Yeah, that's
force
your property. It's
legitimate.
Your right to do that because we believe in property rights as liberty-minded people. We
sure.
don't believe, at least I don't think you do, believe in the criminal gang known as government's right to property because their property was stolen.
So
everything they have, they took from somebody else first by the threat of violence, which invalidates their claim to ownership.
Mark, the statement that you use force to keep people off of your property, I would say is partially invalid.
Well,
like
the threat of force.
You would certainly use force to defend your property if somebody came onto it, but you don't go to your neighbor's house, shove a gun in his face, and say, don't come on my property!
Why would I?
We're going to continue here, and you can join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy. sell, make offer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
And Mark, tell me something that will likely offend a good portion of our audience.
Well, it's about the Trump dollar. Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.? Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You got to see them to believe them, hair and all. TrumpDollar.us, it's TrumpDollar.us.
Okay, let's continue on here, and you can bring up what's on your mind. Mark is on the line in California listening to K-Talks. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Yes, hey. I live in a condominium association designated area in Quail Ridge, Laughlin, and there all the dog owners are required to have DNA samples. People walking their dogs around here without carrying bags, and they don't pick up the poop.
Okay.
Do you like this policy, or do you dislike it?
I have a cat, so I don't care.
So was it part of the lease agreement?
Which homeowners association, $150 month fees, and strictly enforced. And heaven forbid, like I think, I forget who mentioned it, but yeah, the fines would probably be substantial, you know, just for walking your dog around and not picking up their poops.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's well within their rights to take that seriously, and I can completely understand why people would be frustrated by dogs depositing and their owners not actually doing anything about it. So hopefully, I mean, has it helped in kind of cleaning the neighborhood up? Have you been there long enough?
I can't remember the last time I saw a person walking their dog here since they received this notice, which I received probably about 3 months ago in the mail from the association. And And also another subject, too, is when the people walk their dogs when the asphalt is hot up here in Laughlin, Nevada, and 100-plus degrees, it's like, hey, take your shoes and socks off, and you walk on the asphalt.
Yeah. I'll pass.
It's if a dog's not prepared for that, it can burn their little paws.
Little pads.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mark, thanks for calling and sharing that tonight. We appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Tim's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Go for it.
I'm sharing the property go-around that you guys were having earlier, and I thought it was kind of funny that sometimes you defend things and sometimes you don't. It's
who's you?
You. Okay. You personally. You sometimes are, you change your views. It seems as though when you're talking to some people, you have a different opinion than you do when you talk with other people. And actually, I want to take you to task a little bit because you actually mentioned something about Donald Trump being, an advocate of violence is what you're, essentially is what.
Well, yeah, didn't he say that he wanted to kill Edward Snowden? Didn't I see some headline about that recently?
He did say that he thinks Snowden needs to be executed.
Yeah, that sounds like an advocate of violence to me.
Right, we talked something about that a while back. I remember that. I think the exact quote was something like, he wants to have him come back and stand trial.
Well, I think there was some sort of headline just this week about how he wants to have Snowden killed.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Okay, sorry to say.
So what was it that you felt was inconsistent? I'd like to know more about that.
Well, sometimes you're an advocate for property rights, but then you're an advocate for, you say that property rights are a promotion of violence. And you use the word violence as a...
No, sir, I did not say that.
But you use the word violence as a broad brush. I mean, you use it in...
I didn't say that.
Well,
at all.
Okay, maybe not exactly that. Not exactly that. But, I mean, the sense of what you're saying is that when a person has a fence and they promote their own property, they say, okay, well, just like the border of a country. The border of a country is the same as the fence on your property.
No, sir, no, it's not. Because the country is not owned by the government. The government can't own anything legitimately because everything that it has or that it claims that it has, it was stolen. You know, all of that was paid for by stolen money. So I don't consider any government property to be legitimate, and I think it can all be reclaimed at will by the people willing to take the risk and do it.
Okay, what about the external, the very external borders? The sea coast of both sides, the west and east coast. And also the South Coast, if you want to.
Only if it's privately owned are those borders legitimate in my mind, because I don't honor the claims of criminal bands. You know, if there's a criminal gang out there and it has property, maybe it has cars or a building or land or something like that, it may have purchased that on the marketplace, but if it purchased it with money that was stolen from peaceful people, then I don't consider those claims to that property legitimate. But further, I think what you're confusing was a statement that Mark was making about sort of the nature of property, and that is, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I tend to agree with him on this, is that property... from what Mark was saying, is backed by violence, meaning that it's backed by force, I guess, better term, not initiatory violence.
Not violence, but force.
But force, by the willingness to use force. So, for instance,
property
when there was
force.
So, for, well, if everyone in the world respect, hold on, if everyone in the world respected the idea of property, then you wouldn't have to back it by force.
Well, but then everybody would be enforcing property rights, which includes the term force. So I'm simply
But if everyone respected property rights, then force wouldn't be necessary. But that's a ridiculous, world, because that's never going to exist. I was in the bank today. My bottle of water was sitting next to me. A little boy, a little, kid, maybe 4 years old or three or younger, I don't know, ran up, grabbed my bottle of water. I said, oh, that's mine, and grabbed it back from him, and his dad was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no big deal.
So you used force.
I did absolutely use force to enforce my property rights.
You threw him across the bank lobby and
I just simply grabbed a plate glass mirror. No, that would be an unnecessary use of force because the child did not attack me in any sort of way. So that's like, that's like the claim that, oh, because a little girl comes and steps on your flower bed that you get to shoot her. That's ridiculous. You can only use the amount of force that is you know, necessary to stop the property rights violation, to remove the violator from the property, not to actually bring extra damage to that individual. So I agree with Mark on that statement. So, again, I guess I'm confused at what you think is inconsistent.
Well, it's just that that's what I was hearing. And maybe I was confused a little bit because I heard that part of what you've been discussing. And when Mark said he protects his property, and then you said something about force, and I thought it sounds as though you're saying that Mark having his own piece of property and having a shotgun, if there's a big enough.
I think you might be confusing me with Daryl, because it was Mark and Daryl that were having that conversation.
Mark was saying that he uses force to protect his property, and I said, no, you aren't actually using force, because you're not going to your next door neighbor shoving a gun in his face and saying, don't come onto my property.
See, that would be violence.
So that would be threatening violence.
Yeah, that would be violence versus force or aggression. That would be me going onto somebody's property with a gun and pointing that gun in their face. That's an entirely different thing. See, this is what statists do. Statists confuse aggression and violence for force. Force, to my mind, describes a kind of action, and violence then, you know, violence coming from the word violate describes half of those actions. So force is using physical force or
agency.
I had
to take the bottle of water back from the child, because had the child been on his own without his dad nearby, I wouldn't have likely been able to convince him to hand it back to me, so I had to take it back.
Right, but if you took a bottle of water from any old child that was wandering by, that would be violence.
That would be aggressive force.
That would be theft. Yep. Let me ask you this question, Mark, because you're the one that's making the assertion that you use force to protect your property. When's the last time you actually had to remove someone from your property?
This is what we call a straw man. Okay, so
no, this is me asking you a question. When's the last time you actually had to use force, not just the made-up theory of I will if?
I specifically said that I use force or the threat of force. So the very notion, property is in and of itself force, and most people know that. They know it intuitively, and they're prepared to understand that. That's the difference between your computer and my computer. Although they're very, very similar and sitting right next to each other, you know which one's yours and which one's mine, and you choose not to take mine, and I choose not to take
it. Because I'm not an a-hole.
Wait, because there could be consequences ultimately.
And I know that theft is wrong.
Hey, thanks, Tim, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. I don't think it's accurate, Mark, to say that you're using force, because you aren't using it. You are willing to use force.
I'll answer his question.
Necessary.
I kicked a property assessor off a few years ago.
Okay. 855-453 is the toll-free number here, and you can share your thoughts on property and force and Satoshi Nakamoto. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
303-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.